Thank you, Chair. I make this contribution on behalf of the International Federation for Human Rights and Child Labor Bulletin. On Article 7 in general, we notice that many provisions in this article are highly problematic, as effective access to remedy is left to the discretion and political will of state parties, as already mentioned by several state delegations such as Brazil and Ghana. Moreover, since some delegations are calling for the mention of non-judicial mechanism in this article, we want to recall that the article should, if this modification is retained, clarify that while state judicial and extrajudicial mechanism can be mobilized, in all cases, access to courts and tribunals must be guaranteed, available, independent and effective, and accessible to victims, their representatives and defenders. The relationship with non-judicial remedies must be clarified so that recourse to non-judicial mechanism does not prevent recourse to the court and tribunals. Finally, we reject proposals to reduce details in the text, as it's critical this article defines the way states should enhance access to remedies in order to make these provisions concretely applicable and effective. More specifically, in Article 7.1 and in general throughout the article, we support adding affected individuals and communities after victims as suggested by Brazil. In Article 7.2, we recommend deleting the requirement of consistency with state domestic legal and administrative systems, as also suggested by several delegations. In 7.2a, we propose to add at the end the article including human rights and environmental defenders. Additionally, in 7.2b, we propose to delete, progressively reduce, and replace it with remove, as suggested by Brazil, Cameroon, and Colombia. We also support in general suggestion of Brazil to substitute state agencies with authority in this article. In Article 7.3 and 7.4, we propose to delete the expression to the extent applicable to the state agency in question. In Article 7.4d, we propose to write adapting measures to allow the reversal of the burden of proof of or the dynamic burden of proof to facilitate the access of evidence for victims and affected communities. Furthermore, as suggested by Pakistan, we recommend restoring the specific reference to the doctrine of foreign non-convenience as the legal obstacle to be removed, as this doctrine has to be used over the years to block access to justice in various cases. Finally, in the same article, we recommend restoring the phrase of allowing the possibility of the application of presumptions as to the existence of certain rights. And we propose to reintegrate language on the possibility of strict or absolute liability in applicable cases. Thank you, Chair.